What's on your plate? What about your child's? Those are questions nutritionists want you to consider this month during National Nutrition Month as they encourage people to get their plates in shape. LSU Ag Center 4-H and Youth Development Associate Ann Keene.
You want to look at your plate, divide it in half. Half of it should be comprised of fruits and vegetables. The other half, grains and protein with a side or a cup of dairy, whether it be milk or cheese or yogurt.
Keene said people also must be mindful of proper portion sizes. And the U.S. Department of Agriculture's MyPlate guidelines apply to children as well. Keene suggests finding fun ways to present fruits and vegetables to children, making them more enticing. She also says parents should offer milk or water to their child and limit intake of soft drinks, sports drinks, and sweetened fruit juices.
Obviously, if you're drinking a soft drink, you're going to have calories from that, which are empty calories. They're not providing any nutrients, but they are providing calories. So you want to try to steer away from that and maybe save those as treats.
Keene, who works with youngsters through the LSU Ag Center's Smart Bodies program, says it's important to teach young children about the significance of a healthy lifestyle. Learning these lessons early can prevent them from becoming overweight or obese. Children learn through the program that they need an hour of physical activity a day, but screen time often interferes with playtime. Parents need to get off the couch, too, and help their children reach that goal.
As a parent or a teacher, be a role model yourself. If you are doing these behaviors, the children will start mimicking that and see how important that is to you, and they will want to be active as well.
One last way to get plates in shape? Cook at home. This way you control how much fat and sodium goes into your food and what ends up on your plate. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.